Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Featuring all eight courses over the course of the next 8 weeks.
Been waiting to do that for a while.
Yeah. We normally do it in the spring, but obviously the uncertainty and with some golf courses closed, et cetera, we kind of delayed this. So we'll be featuring these courses each week here on the show.
A little slice of normal. Well done, gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, hey, like I said, I gotta get out there and play some of these places, man. I got to get the opportunity to
Have you played at all this spring?
A couple times, yeah. A couple times. Been able to get out there. It's, you know, you're still dealing with what you got to deal with and whatnot. And, you know, some of the restrictions sort of delayed that. But been able to get out there. The swing is, you know.
I can't remember if I brought this up on the show last week or not, but I wrote an article. You know Bruce Fittner, right?
Yes.
So Bruce runs, it used to be Ocean State Golf. It's now Southern New England Golf.
Okay.
It used to be an actual publication. Now it's strictly an online publication. And so I write a monthly column for them, and this month's column for the issue that's coming out sometime in July, I think later on this month, I wrote a column on how, believe it or not, the pandemic has benefited local golfers. And it has in not one but two different ways. Number one, Triggs went to, initially, they were closed by Mayor Elorza.
Yep.
When they reopened, they had to go to 15-minute tee times. They weren't letting people from outside of the state of Rhode Island come in. Then, when those restrictions were lifted, they went down to 10-minute tee time intervals, and they allowed out-of-state people to play the course. So, back in the day and forever, Triggs and most other courses had 8-minute tee time intervals. There were 8 minutes between each tee time. Yeah. But what they found was, with the 10-minute tee times, the pace of play at the course was so much better.
Way better.
It's awesome. Like, literally, you could play Triggs in under 4 hours now because they've spaced out the tee times for 10 minutes. Triggs sent an email to all of its customers saying, this is a benefit. We have learned from this, and we're going to remain with the 10-minute tee time intervals. We're not going back to 8 minutes.
Great.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Because golfers benefit. Now
absolutely.
Instead of playing in a 5.5-hour round when Triggs is packed, you can go and play in 4.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And the other thing that's helped pace of play, too, is I know there's still many of the courses saying, unless you're from the same household, you have to take separate carts.
Yeah.
So whether you're walking and carrying your own bag or taking a cart, the ability for everybody to go to their own golf ball after each shot really lends itself to ready golf.
Yep.
And so, again, the pace of play is the beneficiary there. Play is much faster. Everybody's at their ball ready to hit. It's not, you know, two guys driving to one ball, hit, and then driving to the other guy's ball. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It speeds up the pace of play.
Way better. It makes total sense, especially when you have your own cart. That makes total sense. And I'm all for going on the course with some friends and playing and taking your time and enjoying the time, whatever, but at the same time, 4 hours is enough for all of that.
Yeah,
you have enough time, so that's great. That's great to hear that it's a better experience for some people.
It definitely is.
Yeah,
definitely is.
That's awesome. Right.
So, enough about golf.
I didn't know you wrote a column, golf column.
Yeah, it's like I said, it used to be Ocean State Golf, then it was Southern New England. Now it's Southern New England Golf.
So. I'll have to read it. Maybe
there
I don't
you
know.
Go.
Maybe not.
There you go.
Okay.
Some I'll toilet send it reading there quick.
I'll forward it to you. How's that?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's easier for me. I don't have to go searching for it.
In fact, last month I talked to Greg Burke, the golf coach down at the University of Rhode Island, and he gave me some great quotes on where his team was. He and his team were down in the Carolinas practicing for the start of the spring season. Ugh. When he got word of what was going on, he realized that the country was about to get shut down. So he told his guys, get in the van. We're driving back to Rhode Island right now. And as they were driving back, you know, they heard like the Big East tournament got shut down, which they were pretty much the last one. Yeah. And that's when he learned that their season was canceled. He had to break it to the guys. He said it was really unique. And then he talked to me about preparing for this season because they're scheduled to play golf plays in the fall and in the spring
right.
at the collegiate level. And he's like, you know, well, we have a schedule, but we have a contingency schedule. It's just, it's nuts. Because
it's nuts.
Nobody knows what's going to happen.
No, I know. Some of those stories from the spring and where people were, that blows my mind, too. I talked to young man, I don't know if you know the name Bobby Colantonio. He went to Barrington High School. He's at Alabama now. He's a hammer thrower. He was second in the country this year, actually. And, you know, was training for he and his team, Alabama, they were at, I believe, the NCAA championships, getting ready to, you know, compete for the spring, you know, championships, his whole team, whatever. And the night before, they got word like this probably isn't going to happen. And it blows your mind. You get that close to competing and that sort of thing and just get shut down. And now they're just training for, I don't know when are we going to get back into what we do? Like, I don't know. You know, it's crazy to think about. It is.
I know I said this to you maybe a week or two ago. And like I said, if you're looking for material to fill your sports cast, because I know these are challenging times with no games being
played yet. I've been okay recently.
No, you've done a great job. Yeah. I mean, the people you've connected with via Zoom and stuff like that, you've done an awesome job.
Thanks.
And Ian as well.
Yeah.
But my son plays for the East Providence team in the Connie Mack Wooden Bat League this summer. And they're already underway. They've played three games. We've got another one this morning, 10 a.m. at Providence Country Day.
Well, and let me give some kudos here, too, because one of the people I just recently talked to, a guy by the name of Mike Falcone, who usually runs operations for the Newport Gulls of the NECBL. And as you know, in May, the NECBL, their season was wiped out, canceled.
Right.
In the past 2 months, Mike has worked toward building this new league, and yesterday was the first day of what they're calling the Newport Collegiate Baseball League. They got four teams of players, all local.
Really?
And they're playing at Cardines Field. They played two games yesterday.
The Cape League was wiped out.
Cape League was wiped out. Yep. So all these college players, it was uncertain whether or not they were going to be able to play. They all set up in the stands at Cardines. Like, they've all got their own spaces. They're not in the dugouts. They're up in the stands. No fans. But they were able to go out there, play, and do what they wanted to do.
No fans. Okay, so the reason I brought this up, too, was so in the Connie Mack League, there's 10 teams, right, playing. And you'd be surprised at the crowds at these games. I mean, it's you know, mostly the parents and relatives of the players on both teams.
Right.
But I think people are just itching to get out and be entertained and see a ball game.
Yeah.
Like, Jack's been in this league for a couple of years. The crowds last year at his games weren't even close to what they've been this year.
Yeah.
People are literally in their lawn chairs lining both foul lines and behind home plate.
Yeah.
You know, socially distanced, more than 6 feet apart. Because people are dying to go out and see a ball game.
Right.
It's really cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to it this morning, 10 a.m. I'll have my lawn chair. I'll be sitting by my home plate watching the game.
He's going to start bringing a cooler with stuff, Joe. He's going to start packing finger sandwiches.
Shh,
and
don't give away my stuff.
Like Hank Hill over there at the minor league baseball games.
No, it's great. And I think there were some fans yesterday at Cardines that were lining up and trying to, you know, look through the fence and watch a little bit. And, you know, you feel good for these student-athletes and these kids that – they've been cooped up. They just don't know when they're going to be able to play again. And, you know, for a sport like baseball, which lends itself to some social distancing, I think it's, you know, especially around here right now, it's feasible to go ahead and try. And they're doing it. And, you know, there's protocols you have to get used to. Like if you're a first baseman and you're holding a runner on, they tell you, okay, throw on a mask. You know, throw on the mask just to protect you and the runner and whatnot. And there's little things here and there, but if you can go out there and try to do it, you try to do it. My dad had, baked in Fall River, studied and he'd gotten certified to be a college baseball umpire this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that spring season got wiped out, which was disappointing for him. But now some of these youth sports are coming back, so he's able to go out there and, and be an umpire and see these kids play,
Nick,
and whatnot.
Just so you know, the umpires are now calling balls and strikes from behind the pitcher's mound. They're not leaning over the catcher, breathing on the catcher. They're behind the pitcher's mound with a mask on, and you know, they have a first base ump as well, but they're calling balls and strike from behind the mound just because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going. The East Providence team, the way they socially distance when they're all in the dugout is some guys stay in the dugout, some guys go up in the first row of the stands behind the dugout. So they're all kind of spaced out.
It's just, if you come up with these ways to do things, then you know, you can at least give it a shot here. And if something happens, you roll with the punches. But it is really nice to see some of these youth sports back. But at the same time, you know, this is baseball, okay? It's not football. And it's football to me it's a different animal. And I'm sure that they've been talking about it, I'm sure, already at the RIIL. And it's going to be difficult. It's going to be really difficult.
As a fan, that's the one sport I want to see so badly.
Oh, of course.
I mean, pro football, the NFL, but it's the sport that worries me the most.
So my dad just texted me. He said, I did a game last night for the Cranberry League, South Shore, Massachusetts. He said, I don't handle baseballs, lineup cards. Masks are not required, only in the dugouts, though. I am required to wear a mask as an umpire. So there's little protocols here, but to be able to get out there and play is really nice. But I know, I'm with you with football. Like, you just, and especially with, I was saying to Scott off the air, like, to me, this Patriots season is going to be so intriguing to me because, of course,
it's a new chapter.
It's a new chapter. It's Cam Newton now as the quarterback. How are they going to handle this first time in 20 years? Like, I had heard some of the protocols last weekend that have been sort of leaked out by some of the national reporters of the NFL about training camp. And, you know, you understand what they're trying to do and keep everybody safe. But, you know, to me, that's one of the best times if you're covering a team to be around a team is training camp, because you're seeing all these guys competing for jobs and all these guys are trying to make the team. This year, I think they're going to allow like 3 to 4 reporters, one camera to shoot video as a pool.
Which, I'm surprised by that, because if training camp is going to be closed to fans, you now have the space in the stands to have multiple cameras. Just space the media out.
Space everybody out. Yeah, right? that's to me, I think it makes sense.
And more people would watch digitally, so you would want more angles.
I agree. And to us, I mean, for our jobs too, you know, and again, this is up to the NFL. It's not up to the Patriots. Like, the NFL sets these protocols, so you go by what they say.
Right.
But to us, like, training camp is vital to our jobs, because that's when, say, Ian and I will go. We'll shoot our B-roll of all the drills of all these players, and for the whole year, we may get 4 shots of Kyle Duggar, the second-round pick, and that's what we use, is the 4 shots we happen to get at training camp of a kid. You know, and if we don't have that video, we can't run it. We got to just, it sort of changes the game a little bit. We gather all this stuff, because during the year, if you know Bill Belichick, you know that we go to practice on Wednesdays, and the only video we get is the guys walking up the stairs to the field, and then that's it. Our cameras are off. We might get stretching.
Yeah.
Might. Because we don't get any game plan stuff.
Right.
So it's going to change things a little bit. You understand why they're doing it. But yeah, to me, that's the disappointing part. It's just, this season is going to be so intriguing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, look, I think you and I both agree. We want it to happen, but we want it to happen safely for everybody involved.
Right.
But this is an NFL season for me personally, and for, I think for a lot of us here in New England, that's really unlike any other, because it is a brand new chapter, right? Unfortunately, you know, we've turned the page from Tom Brady. It's a new era, Cam Newton. We want to see how the Patriots are going to do without Tom Brady and with Cam Newton. And for the first time ever, we have a second team that we're going to be glued to our TVs for, and that is Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm a guy that watches any NFL game. I watch all the primetime games Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, in addition to the Patriots on Sunday. But I am going to be glued to the Buccaneers. When I can watch the Buccaneers, I'm watching them. Obviously, the Patriots are my top priority, but I'm still watching Tampa Bay. Now, I'm not watching them to root for them. But I'm going to be watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am.
Of course. And it is, the schedule has lent itself for you to do that. Because as we said, if the schedule holds up the way it does, which I don't know if it's going to happen, but if it holds up that way, the first time the Bucs and the Patriots play at the same time would be week 15. So that's 14 weeks right there where you're able to watch both games if you want to.
Yep.
That, and it's so, such a unique situation. It really is, because you're watching the team that you followed all this time, but you also want to see what it's like for Brady in a different uniform. If you're a Patriots fan, I think most people would agree with that.
401-737-1287. The phone number, the text line is 37937. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Hi, this is Jim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.